The presidential candidates are spending the next several days preparing for their first debate. The candidates' campaign managers are also preparing for their next moves. The managers of both major party campaigns have spoken to Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep. Today, we hear his conversation with President Bush's top man.
President Bush's campaign manager is Ken Melman. He was in his office just outside Washington, D.C. Listeners to this program last heard Melman over the summer as he prepared for the political conventions. His candidate, President Bush, was in a tight race then, according to the polls, and polls show the president with a narrow advantage now. But Ken Melman knows that the nationwide polls will not decide this race. The voting in a few swing states will. So we spoke about two critical Midwestern states.
Ohio, there was a recent poll released by the University of Cincinnati. Statewide poll showed the president up by 11 points. They had a poll at the same time 4 years ago that showed Bush up 04 over Gore. A lot has been made about the fact that we're not in as strong a position as we were 4 years ago in Ohio, and that poll would seem to undermine that argument.
Would you still say that Ohio is a state, as the campaigns have said in the past, that is critical for either side to win?
No question. Ohio is a critical state for either side, and it's likely to be a competitive state. But if you look at where the trend is, the president's doing well in Ohio, and Senator Kerry has his numbers have declined in Ohio.
Another state that's close to Ohio, but where the polling results have been very different, is Michigan, where Senator Kerry has consistently had a fairly narrow lead. Why is that state different?
Well, there obviously are differences between Ohio and Michigan from a demographic perspective. Southern Ohio tends to be more conservative, although West Michigan is also very conservative. And I think that Michigan's going to be a very competitive state. I think we've got a very good chance to win Michigan. Senator Kerry has made a number of statements and taken a number of votes that I think would be very detrimental to the state of Michigan. For instance, if his proposal to raise CAFE standards, these are fuel efficiency standards, have been adopted, there'd be 100,000 fewer jobs in the auto industry, many of those jobs in Michigan.
You're talking about a vote that Senator Kerry made years ago in the Senate, correct?
It was a vote that he's made years ago, but it's also something he's spoken out for repeatedly as a United States senator, which is higher fuel efficiency standards. He also supported the Senate version of the Kyoto Treaty, which would exempt China and India from industrial emission regulations.
But actually, Senator Kerry has said that he would not favor continuing with that treaty.
Well, he, however, voted in favor of legislation which would enact the regulations that are in the treaty. So the effect is exactly the same, which is the destruction of jobs in places like Michigan and places like Ohio, estimated 1.4 million job loss.
What would you say to those who think that the president's campaign, and perhaps the same charge could be made against Senator Kerry's campaign, would say that the president's campaign has regularly mischaracterized Senator Kerry's positions on a number of issues?
I would respectfully, strongly disagree. I think that one of the most important things we try to do is make sure that we make this election about the issues, and we make this election about the facts on the issues.
I'm thinking of something that was on Morning Edition earlier this week. Senator Kerry said, quote, "Saddam Hussein was a brutal dictator who deserves his own special place in hell, but that was not in and of itself a reason to go to war." By the time that statement by Senator Kerry was turned around and recycled by the president's campaign, what President Bush said was, "My opponent said the world was better off with Saddam in power." Isn't that a distortion?
I don't think it is at all, because later in the speech, what Senator Kerry said was that we traded a dictator for the uncertainty and chaos that we face today, and the world is not better off. The reason that the president made that statement was this. John Kerry, after Saddam Hussein was removed from power and was captured, chastised his opponent, Howard Dean, and pointed out that anyone who believed the world is not safer with Saddam Hussein removed from power lacks the judgment and lacks the credibility to be our president, and then gave a speech earlier this week where he made that point in several different ways.
Seems like a couple of different issues here. There's a question of whether Saddam Hussein is in power and the question of what has happened afterward. Do you really believe that Senator Kerry was a supporter of Saddam Hussein, thinks that he was good for U.S.
security and for the world? No one said he was a supporter of Saddam Hussein. What we said was, if Senator Kerry has now reversed course on this fundamental question and said, which he said the other day, that removing Saddam Hussein was the wrong thing to do, according to what he said before, he's not fit to be president. The point here, Steve, and the challenge that so many Americans are having is that John Kerry's position continuously changes with the wind blowing. And when the world is listening, and with the Iraqi people listening, and with our enemies listening, the last thing you want and the last thing the world needs is an American commander-in-chief that constantly vacillates based on politics And when he takes a position, his position so often seems defeatist.
Dan Senor, a former spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad, was on this program a few days ago. And he made a very similar point in support of President Bush, saying, you know where the president stands when it comes to something like Iraq. And I suppose you could summarize the president's public position as stay the course. I do have one question about that, though. When you say stay the course, does that mean that President Bush, if reelected, will stay with the same strategy in Iraq, no matter how things go on the ground, no matter how much time it takes, no matter what the cost, no matter how much violence?
Well, the president will stay with the same goal. The goal is victory for the forces of freedom and defeat of the terrorists in what is the central front of terrorism. When you're at war, there'll be good days and there'll be bad days. And commander-in-chiefs who are successful in winning the war are people that when there are good days or there are bad days, they still keep the same goal. For John Kerry, the goal seems to change based on the day we have, and that's wrong.
John Kerry has looked at what you describe as strong and resolute leadership and said the president is stubborn. That's a word he's used again and again. Is that a fair characterization of the president?
I think that he is certainly stubborn in his defense of freedom. He, however, is very flexible in and adapting in how we accomplish the goal of protecting freedom.
When you say flexible and adaptable, isn't that something that in the hands of an opponent could be described as flip-flopping? Saying that the war will cost $50 billion and then spending $200 billion? Saying that it will take a limited number of troops and then committing to more than 100,000 for a long period of time?
I think it's what could be seen as, again, responding to the necessary situation on the ground and making sure you adapt accordingly. People don't expect, particularly when you're dealing with war, leaders to be able to know everything that will happen. But you do expect your leader to remain focused on what the goal is. And the goal is victory and defeat of the terrorists. And you want to make sure your leaders are clear-eyed about the nature of the challenges we face.
Ken Melman is the manager of President Bush's campaign. Ken, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
We also spoke to Ken Melman's counterpart in the Kerry campaign, and we will have a conversation with Mary Beth Cahill on this program on Monday.